Yeah.
Dr. Kissinger.
The president.
Yeah. Henry, I was thinking on that matter of the conversation you had with Lovestone.
Yes.
That that the real emphasis should be that the idea that we're not really changing the thing. We're just putting this in the general thing. You know what I mean? That you see what I mean? If we could, if you put it in terms of specifics. Specific waving of the thing for this or that. I don't know, but I when you talk to him again, you might the thing you mentioned to me earlier that the
I frankly, unfortunately, didn't discover that formula until after I had talked to Lovestone.
Yeah,
but I will explain to him how that will operate.
Yeah. Explain to him in the morning that what we are thinking about is not changing it with regard to specific items or anything of that sort of thing, but just making this part of the, which we have in other areas, don't we?
Oh, yes. And in fact, it can be enforced only, as I said, if one has specific licenses for each case.
Yeah.
We can just avoid that.
Yeah. In other words, announce it and then... And give the licenses or not, you mean? Is that what you mean?
No. If you make a general license,
yeah,
then the individual items of shipping can't be controlled.
Yeah. I get your point. Well, that's what we want to do, a general license for grains only.
Exactly.
And I'd point that out, that that's what we have in mind, to avoid congressional pressures to do more than that, see?
Right.
And to attack the whole thing.
Right.
I think if you tell him
that... He understood it anyway, Mr. President. Yeah. He's a tough pro.
Well, you could tell him that in the morning, that that's what we have in mind.
And his intention is to be helpful.
Sure. Okay, fine, Henry.
And, I'll talk to you in the morning about it. I've now gotten more reports from Cambodia, and these... Unfortunately, the press was telling the truth, and Abrams wasn't again.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You mean we took a banging, huh?
Yeah.
How bad is it?
Well, it's pretty bad. It was a lousy outfit. They obviously ran.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst of it is, for 3 months, Haig and I have been sending telegrams out there. We can't bother you with every division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, is it bad in terms of the long range or the short range?
No, not in terms of the long range, but... We ought to look at this whole Abrams problem again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the story is virtually over now, don't you?
The story is over. I mean, and actually...
And it's confused.
In a confused way.
Mm-hmm. But, what about this, the reports about casualties inflicted and so forth? Did we inflict a lot or not? You don't know.
I don't know. Let me put it this way. They are out of proportion to the number of weapons we captured.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, I think most of it's bombing. That's what they're really talking about.
So it's hard to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They did inflict some heavy casualties, and the other side hasn't pursued, so this suggests that they too took heavy losses.
Right. Okay, well, that's...
But I'll take care of this.
You'll have to take care of the Abrams thing is a problem, isn't it, though?
It's a problem.
He and his staff, too, must be giving us a bunch of jazz.
Yeah, they're pretty lousy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Haig, what you say?
Well, Haig tells me he has a tendency always to have second raters around him.
Hmm. Well, I don't know how we can shake it up much now, can we?
No.
Can't change him now, can I?
Not at the lower levels.
No. I don't know whether you can shake him up. That's the point. No, you can.
That's the thing that one might take a look at.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That'd be pretty drastic, wouldn't it, at this point?
It'd be pretty drastic.
I mean, the psychological effect of that could be. Unless he did it for health reasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not anything that that requires an immediate decision that can depend on some of the
other... But you do not see a follow-up on their part, at least.
No. Absolutely not.
So it was just one of those things, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, Mr. President.